Nishaneer from Herefordshire Law Archives, read by Shona Warnes, music by Branchline. I come up from the valleys to work on the munitions, stayed in Hereford for a year, and then I went to Ross-on-Wye after because it was nearer home in Pentre. We had to go on the train to the munitions works. I was on the powder. Well, before that, when you went in, you had to go through two barriers. One with your clothes on, and you'd be searched. Then we'd go over to the second barrier, and you had to strip off and put on all munition clothes. They let you keep your underwear on, but they'd search you for any pins. And where I worked in the mills, where the powder was, you had to put TNT and amatol in the mills. And there was a big board on the wall, and you'd to put down the time that you put the powder in. Then you had to put the time when it had to come out, because if it was over that, it could blow the place to pieces. I was only 2 weeks in there, and then they sent us to the stemming room, as they called it, where the shells was. And you had to fill them, put the powder into the shells in the stemming room. We'd go on nights for 2 weeks, and then we'd go to the stemming room for 2 weeks, and then back again on the mill. And at night, we'd go to the canteen and have a couple of bottles of milk. We'd to drink a lot of milk because of the powder. We had to wear masks on our face, but my hair still went green in the front because of the powder. Made your skin go yellow. We got called the canaries. A zeppelin come over one night on us and the lights twinkled and then they all went out. Some had their hands off with the machines. And when we seen the lights twinkling, we had to stop the machine, you know, with the powder in the mill. We had to stay where we were. Couldn't run, because if you'd run out, you'd get caught in anything. Some of them tried to get out, and of course, they got injured and killed trying to run out of the factory, see? Of course, it wasn't only powder you put in with the shells. We used to put notes in for the soldiers. Used to put them in the top before they screwed them down. And of course, I had a letter from an Australian fella. Yeah, he was in the army. I remember queuing in the canteen for an ounce of butter, 2 ounces of sugar, and when I got near the counter, they'd run out. And I remember the singing. We were always singing. We even had a choir down there. When we used to go to the canteen at night, and all these Lancashire girls, they'd be step dancing on the tables. It was very secret there at the filling factory. When we were at White Cross, you used to walk, but then in Ross-on-Wye, you got the train straight into Rotherworth. The work girls' specials. On nights, you worked a good few hours, only had 2 breaks to go to the canteen, like, in 12 hours. The food wasn't very good, not much meat. They were supposed to have their own farm, supplying eggs, milk and everything. There were surgeries on the site as well, and dentists. Nothing much else there. Because of the powder, that's how I lost my teeth. I had lovely teeth, but the powder had gone into my gums. Me and my friend, we'd work on the mills, only us two. Me and Tabitha Rosser, nobody else in there. And we were shut in. It was like secret, see, and nobody else could go in. And if they did and something went wrong, only us two was in there. It was very dangerous. But the only thing, when one of us would be watching the mill, we used to have 5 minutes sleep in the cart where the containers was. And then I'd go and watch the mills and she'd go in. It was very dangerous, but we had good fun.